And so Psalms 112 and actually Psalm 111 are actually related to each other. And so Psalm 111 teaches us how to what it is to be fearful of God.
咁啊，詩篇112篇就係更加描述、形容敬畏神係啲乜嘢。
And so Psalm 112 actually is going to teach us more detail what it means to fear God.
咁如果你睇詩篇一一一一一第十節咧，就有個經文係應該係一一一一嘅總結。
And so the last verse of Psalm 111, verse 10, actually is the synopsis of what that whole psalm is teaching.
是敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，凡遵行他命令的是聪明人，耶和华是永远当赞美的。The
fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise.
So 诗篇111篇是教我们怎样敬畏神。 112篇是描述敬畏神是啲乜嘢。
And so Psalms 111 says that we should fear God and that it's important to fear God, but then Psalm 112 teaches us what it means to fear God.
那兩首詩篇呢，都係叫做牀頭詩嘅。
And both Psalm 111 and 112 are what we call acrostic poems.
佢就係每一句咧，就第一個字母就係由希伯來話嘅一個字母一路到尾，好似由 A 到 Z.
And so an acrostic poem means that each verse starts with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and from the first letter to the end, and it's written in that way.
咁我哋今日睇咧呢個詩篇112篇，就係認識敬畏神嘅人係點樣。
And so looking at Psalm 112, we see what is somebody's life like who fears God.
咁如果敬畏神就係智慧嘅開端，使人聰明，咁應該係點樣敬畏？
And so if fearing the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and it gives us good understanding, what is it like to fear the Lord?
喺詩篇112篇，我哋見到兩方面。
In Psalms 112, we see two different aspects.
第一就係要正直。 第二呢，係要慷慨，
and the first is that we need to be just, and the second is to be generous. So to be just and generous.
今日我分享嘅信息就敬畏神其中兩個特徵係正直同埋慷慨。
So this morning I'll be talking about those who fear the Lord have integrity and generosity.
我哋先睇第 1節到第4節.
So let's look first at verse 1 to verse 4.
你們要讚美耶和華，敬畏耶和華，甚喜愛他命令的，這人便為有福。
Praise the Lord, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments.
他的後裔在世必強盛，正直的人的後代必要蒙福。
His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generations of the upright will be blessed.
他家中有貨物，有錢財，他的公義存到永遠。
Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever.
正直人在黑暗中有光向他發現，他有恩惠，有憐憫，有公義。
Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous.
我哋一齐祈祷。主耶稣，我哋感谢你。今日我哋去睇呢个诗篇，我哋真系靠主教导我哋点样做一个敬畏你嘅人，点样系有正直嘅心，点样系有个慷慨嘅心。主，我哋靠你今日系透过你嘅话语再一次激励我哋，教导我哋。
我哋多谢主，听我哋祷告，奉主圣名求，阿门。嗱，呢个我哋睇得到喺呢个第一节就系叫我哋赞美神嘅人咧，
就是敬畏神，是甚至喜爱神的命令。
And so verse 1 it says that those of us that worship the Lord, we praise the Lord, we fear the Lord, and we delight in the Lord's commandments.
如果你看新译本，即是说是热爱他的诫命的，我们是要敬畏神，是喜欢圣经的。
And so, you know, delight in His commandments is that we love in His Word. And so we worship God, we fear Him, and we just love the Word of God.
你知道我们信主的人呢，我们信神呢，我们是不单单是听神的话呢，你喜爱神的话，热爱祂的话，你要实行祂的话。
And so, you know, as believers who love the Lord, who worship God and fear the Lord, it's not just listening and hearing the Word or loving the Word and knowing the Word. Actually, it means doing the Word.
圣经叫我们不要单单听到，乃要行道。
And the Bible says not to only, you know, hear the Word, but we need to obey the Word.
所以我们不要单单再入又一出啊。
And so, don't just let the word go in one ear and out the other.
我们是需要呢，就是将神的话语放在心里边，实践出来。
So we need to put the word of God in our heart and then obey it and follow it.
当你是热爱神的话，敬畏神的时候，将神的话是放在心里边实践，会有两个后果。
And when you love the Lord, when you want to obey and follow the word of the Lord, and you fear and honor God,there's going to be two results as you try to put the word in the word into practice.
第一，你就会是正直，因为敬畏神的喜爱神命令就会行事正直。
And the first is that you will be a person of integrity, a just person. Because as you honor the Lord and you follow His word will make you a person of integrity.
咁我哋第二就是会成为一个慷慨的人。
And the second is it will cause you to be generous.
所以我们敬畏神最少就会有这两个特征。
And so as being a person who fears the Lord, you're going to have these two traits in your life.
一定会正直和慷慨。
You will become a person of integrity and a person that is generous.
正直是什么呀？
So what does it mean to be a person of integrity?
正直的反义词呢，就是这样。
The opposite of integrity is this.
偏邪、奸诈、奸邪、狡猾、邪恶。
Slanted, deceptive, evil, dishonest, dishonorable.
如果正直的近义词呢，
And a synonym of being integrity,
公正、公直、方正、正派、清廉、
virtuous, pure, above suspicion, clean, faultless.
正直的意思就是公正无私、公直坦率。
And the meaning of being generous or integrity, adhering to rectitude, righteous, honest, or just, a person of integrity.
如果白话全书解释，正直就是要不畏强势，敢做敢为，要能够坚持正道，要勇于承认错误。正直意味着有勇气坚持自己的信念，这一点包括呢有力去坚持你认为是正确的，在需要的时候呢是义无反顾，并能公开反对你坚信的错误的东西。这个很难做，是It's kind of hard to do, right?
Another definition or explanation of being one who fears the Lord, who is person of integrity is somebody who will stand up for what is right, have his conviction to do honestly, and to face it with difficulty without having any inhibitions. He's willing to stand firm for what he believes, even when it's difficult, and to do so with integrity. So, 可以話係可以誠信廉政, and so being honest and being uncorruptible. 正直嘅人係信實嘅, and so somebody of integrity is truthful. 唔會說欺騙嘅説話, doesn't speak lies. 係做工嘅時候係真誠, works in honesty. 唔會隻眼開隻眼閉, it doesn't do deceit. 唔會偷工減料, doesn't cut corners or skimp on resources. 係一個老老實實嘅正正直直嘅人. And it's somebody who's honest and truthful. 正直嘅可以稱為義人, 或者公義又可以稱為仁義. And so to be honest and truthful, integrity can also be called a person of righteousness, a person who's just and honorable. 所以敬畏神嘅人咧，就應該係咁樣係正直嘅. And so somebody who fears the Lord should be like that, a person of honesty, integrity, and truthfulness. 呢個就係當你敬畏神、愛神，就會咁樣. And so when you love the Lord and you follow God, that's how you should be. 但係喺呢個社會裏邊，會覺得做一個正直人係好難. But you know, in our modern society, it seems like it's so difficult to be somebody of integrity. 係我哋呢個社會就係完全唔中意呢種人. And in society today, we don't like people like that. 今日嘅社會，我哋會受挑戰. And so in our society, we face challenges. 所以呢個詩篇話我哋聽，你要做一個正直嘅人，有三種嘅福氣. And so this psalm is going to tell us that if you're going to be a person of integrity, there's three blessings for you. 神要俾你三個福氣係幫到你. God wants to give you these three blessings that are going to help you. Sorry. 第一個福氣就係第二節. And the first blessing is in verse 2. 他的後代在世必強盛，正直的人 His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. 所以第二節話我哋聽，正直嘅人係蒙福. And so verse 2 tells us that the person of integrity is going to be blessed. 正直嘅人係得到咩福? And so what kind of blessing are you going to get? 呢個第一個福就係你嘅後代係有福. And so the first blessing is that your descendants will be blessed. 你的子女,你的孫, your children, your grandchildren. 是因为你站得正,行得正,做得对的,你的子女是有福气. Because if you stand for what is right and do what is right, your children will be blessed. 这是神给我们一个应许. And this is a promise that God has given. 有企得正,做得对的,不受黑暗,贪污,抬大家的,你是做得正确的,你的后人是有福气. So those who stand for righteousness, who walk in integrity, don't take bribes, don't do under the table business, their children will be blessed.
这个就是对我们所有做父母的, 或者是希望有一天做父母的,是一个很重要的应许.
And for those of us who are parents or who want to be parents, this is a very important thing to know.
神是要祝福正直的人,祝福正直人的后代.
That God wants to bless those of integrity and honesty, and He will even give that blessing to your children. 那当然每一个儿女要自己有选择信不信耶稣。
Now of course every child has to make a choice for themselves whether or not they will believe in Jesus Christ.
我哋即系，但系我哋做一个嘅好嘅榜样，我哋做一个嘅好嘅模范俾佢，系可以帮到佢做呢个选择。
But if we are a good example, if we set a good pattern for them, then they can see from our lifestyle and they can make a choice.
但是神话佢会，就算佢唔信耶稣，佢都会祝福佢系有一个好啲嘅环境。
But God is even saying, even if they don't believe in God, even if they don't follow Jesus, your integrity will give them a better lifestyle.
所以你嘅信心，神系睇到你嘅信心。
And so God will see your faith.
因为做一个正直的人是需要有信心行。
Because to be a person of integrity, you need to walk by faith.
因为这个世界呢就是不喜欢我们这种人。
Because the world doesn't like people of integrity.
所以我们是靠着神的应许有信心，依靠神的能力行得正直。
And so we walk in faith, we stand on the promise of God, we trust in the Lord, and we become a person of integrity.
那这个福就是远超过钱能够给你的福。
And so this blessing is far beyond any financial blessing that you could receive.
诗篇话我们听，我觉得是这样的。你可以给你的子女下一代的最好的礼物，就是做一个正直的人。
I think what Psalms is telling us, this is my interpretation, is that the best gift you can give to your children is to be a person of integrity.
这个礼物是远超过任何物质、任何钱可以给他。
And that gift is greater than any financial gift, greater than any material wealth that they could have.
你做一个的正直的人是留福给你的下一代。
And being a person of an integrity, you are giving blessing to the next generation.
那好多人会受试探，就好多事就是做错事、不法的事的时候，就会用一个借口话：啊，我都是为我家人、为我下一代系做嘅啫。
And so often, when people fall into temptation and they do things that are illegal, they often make the excuse, and you hear them make the excuse, I was only doing it for my family so my children could have a better life.
结果呢，他所做出来是破坏他的儿女的将来。
But in reality, what happens is they destroy their children's future.
儿女得最大的福就是父母干干净净、正正直直赚钱。
And so for actually your children to be the best blessed, to receive the best blessing they could have is for the parents to honestly and truthfully earn a righteous living.
那有好多不义之财不会祝福家人。
You know, earning money dishonestly is not going to be a blessing for the family.
只会破坏家人。
It's only going to destroy the family.
赌博得来的钱不是福，是祸。
And money that's obtained through gambling means is not a blessing to the family, it's a disruptive to the family.
贪污得来的钱是祸，不是福。
And money obtained through corruption is not a blessing, it's a curse.
如果你真的要你儿女得福，你做一个正直的人。
And if you really want your children to be blessed, you be somebody who's honest and with integrity.
你想想，现在曾荫权的儿女、家人，是福还是祸？
You think of Donald Trump, is his family now being blessed or not?
那七位警员，我不知道你怎样看那个判决，我未必赞成这么重的判决，但是他这样做，对他家人有什么影响？
How about the 7 police officers who were sentenced recently? I may not agree with the severity of the sentence, but is it a blessing to their family or not?
Samsung, 总裁都牵出来，他的家人实有没有受害？ How about Park Hanwei, however you pronounce your English name, from Korea. And then the CEOs of Samsung and Samsung. Yeah, Samsung to my Samsung. Learn what? Samsung. 当我们决定做一些的只眼开只眼闭台底交易收贿赂，其实你害紧你的下一代。 And when you make that choice to step out and take corruption, take a bribe, do under the table illegal activity, you're actually putting your family at risk and you're endangering them. 所以以前陆冠廷会唱一首歌，就要做一个快乐老实人。 And so there's a song from Hong Kong, you know, a singer from a few decades ago, to be a happy, honest person. They went sick turn. Ah, will you face her in cold? The second blessing is in verse 3. 他家中有货物，有钱财，他的公义存到永远。 Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. 所以做一个正直的人，不单止后代有祝福，你的现在的家都有福。 So not only do your future generations have a blessing, but your present family is also blessed. 家中有货物，有钱财。 And so you will have riches and wealth in your house. 这个是神秘的应许。 This is a promise from God. 做一个老实人，不用怕做穷鬼。 And so to be somebody who's honest and truthful, you don't have to be afraid of being a poor beggar. 因为信靠耶稣的做老实的正直的人，神不会令到你穷的。 And so as you are following God and walking in integrity and being honest, God will not allow you to be a poor person. 不等于你会是富豪，不等于是亿万富翁。 That doesn't mean that you're going to be super rich. It doesn't mean that you're going to be a billionaire. Maybe 等于你上流社会嘅，可以同即系最有钱嗰啲人出入嘅。 It doesn't mean that maybe you'll take to the highest level of society and associate with the upper stratas. 但系肯定你所需要嘅衣食住行。 神会供应给你, but 100% definite, concrete, God will provide all you need to survive. 即其实如果你坦白讲，我哋现今社会嘅澳门嘅最穷嘅，同100年前嘅最有钱比较嘅，澳门嘅最穷可能系生活得系比佢更舒服嘅。 You know, and if you actually look in reality, somebody living in Macau today, who's the poorest person in Macau today, is probably living a better lifestyle than the richest person in Macau 100 years ago. 是吗? 打开个水喉，有水出，有热水，有煮食炉，有微波炉，有室内厕所，有冲厕，100年前行不行? Just think about it. Just go in your bathroom, turn on the hot water. You know, you've got a shower, you've got inner plumbing, you've got a toilet, you've got a stove. 100 years ago, even the richest person in Macau didn't have these things. 我们现在生活的指数，就是以前的人都想不到这么富豪的，这么舒服的。The lifestyle that we live today is beyond the imagination of people in previous centuries. They couldn't even think of living in such a luxurious time. 我哋好方便，有车搭，有车泊，有电单车，有好多好享受嘅，已经系好富有嘅。Just think of all the luxuries and all the great material things that we already have. 你唔相信澳門人嘅生活指數已經係屬於好有錢咧？你六月尾七月咧，同我哋報名去柬埔寨。And if you don't believe that Macau is living at a high level of financial riches, then sign up and go with the team in the end of June and July to Cambodia. 喺柬埔寨你會見到咩叫窮。In Cambodia, you will see what it means to be poor. 你會睇到係真正嘅係辛苦嘅生活係點樣。And you'll see what it really is to be destitute.特別佢去垃圾堆去傳福音派發 especially when they go to the dump and give pass out food to the people in the dump. 弟兄姊妹，我哋而家生活嘅生活已經係又衣又食又住，已經係好豐足，有貨物有錢財。Our lifestyles today, we have clothes, we have food, we have a place to live, and we are enjoying wealth and riches already.所以这个神给我们的应许，当你做一个正直的人，你不用怕是没得吃。 And so if you are a person of integrity and somebody who's honoring God, you don't have to be afraid that you're not going to have food to eat. 神是应许我们可以生活。 God is giving us the promise that we can live well. 那有好多人觉得牧师你不明白澳门这个社会很黑暗你真的不了解，如果我是做正直人，我会落后于人，我会穷一生一世。 So many people say, Pastor, you don't understand, Macau is a difficult place. If I don't follow the trend, if I don't do some of the under the table things, you know, I'm going to be poor for the rest of my life. 我没办法跟人家争， I won't be competitive.我会落后于人， I'll lose out in the race. 我生意没竞争力， My business won't be able to compete. 那你信神还是信世界？ Who are you trusting? Are you trusting in God? Are you trusting in the world? 这个是神给我们的应许，正直的人会有神的祝福。And this is a promise from God. If you walk in integrity, God will bless you. 你要相信，要依靠，神会照顾。You need to have faith. You need to trust. And God will take care of you. 神会帮助你，唔使惊。And God will do it. You don't need to be afraid. 你都可以相信神会照顾你以外。And you can even trust that God will take care of your children.第三个福是第四节。And the third blessing is in verse 4. 正直人在黑暗中有光向他发现，他有恩惠，有怜悯，有公义。Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. 这个讲正直人第三个福是有光照住他。And so here the person of integrity, or the upright, has this third blessing, and that he will have God's light on him. 那有些我觉得很得意的，当我看到这里的，因为讲到正直的呢，就不会在黑暗中走的。Because somebody who's integrity and upright, he's not going to be walking in the darkness. 是吗？因为黑暗即是黑社会，是不见得光的。Because when you think of darkness, you think of triad gangs, you know, or doing things under the table that can't be exposed to light. 台底交易啊，只只薄啊，只眼开只眼闭嘛。And you're talking about doing shady deals, you know, things that have to be covered up, you know, or close one eye and you know, just kind of let it go by. 有一个正直嘅人会做呢啲嘢， and somebody who's upright and integrity, he's not going to do this kind of stuff.所以他不应该做黑暗的事， so he shouldn't be doing darkness. 但第四节说正直人在黑暗中， but here it says unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. 正直的人几时会黑暗的？ And so one is a person of integrity in the dark. 因为我们这个环境，这个社会是黑暗， is because our environment, our society is dark.
我不敢说澳门黑暗啊, 我不如说美国啊。
I'm not going to say Macau is dark, you know, but I know the United States is.
你看现在特朗普、希拉里、奥巴马，我指你，你指我，你贪污啊，你点点点。
How about, you know, Hillary Clinton, Obama, and Donald Trump, you know, all pointing the finger at each other and saying you're corrupt and all this stuff.
哪个真，哪个假？
Who is and who isn't?
有时我们平民百姓很难分。
And for us as just innocent bystanders, we don't know.
我们生活是一个黑暗的时代,
we're living in a dark era.
我们在这个黑暗的社会是黑暗的时代,
we're in a dark society in a dark time.
但这个神应许,
but this is God's promise, as you, a person of integrity and honesty, living in this dark time, God will bless you.
你不需要跟社会做这个黑暗的,
you don't have to follow society and be evil and corrupt.
你可以跟神在黑暗里面做一条光,
and you can follow God, and in the darkness you can be a light.
你可以在这个黑暗的时代做一个光，有神的光照住你。
And in this dark time, you can be God's light, and God's light will shine upon you and through you.
我想这个是给我们一个很大的应许。
I think this gives us a very great promise.
因为当我们做一个正直的人，未必是我做错。 应该不是我做错。 但因为黑暗不喜欢光。
And so when you're a person of upright integrity, it's not that you've done something wrong, but you know the darkness doesn't like the light.
所以很多时呢，他会是屈你，是吧？他会冤枉你，抹黑你。
And so often, when you're trying to be upright in integrity, the world doesn't like that. They will try to dishonor you, defame you, accuse you, bring scandalous accusations against you.
可能逼迫你，加害于你,
and maybe even bring false accusations, try to destroy your reputation.
但这个经文告诉我们, 正直人在黑暗中,
but here it says, the upright, there arises light in the darkness.
即使说无论别人怎样逼迫你、加害于你，有神的光照住。
And that means that no matter how somebody tries to come against you, abuse you, falsely accuse you, God's light will be with you.
你要继续站得正，就行得正。
You need to stand firm in integrity, be honest and truthful, and continue doing what's honest and truthful.
无论他怎样逼迫，无论他怎样是威吓，你都要企硬。
And no matter how they try to persecute you or come against you, you need to stand firm.
神讲明，他的光会给你乜嘢？ 三样嘢。
And here it says, God's light is going to be with you and give you three important things.
有恩惠，有怜悯，有公义。
Here says His graciousness, compassion, and righteousness.
当你企得正，行得正，做个正直人，神就俾你恩惠、安惠、怜悯，有公义。
So when you stand in integrity and righteousness and do what is right, God will give you grace, God will give you compassion, and God will give you righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，你想要边样？要社会嗰啲嘅福定系要神嗰啲福？
Do you want the blessings from the world, or do you want the blessings from God?
做一个正直人系唔容易，但系值得嘅。
You know, it's not easy to be a person of integrity, but it's worth it.
我们继续看敬畏神第一个特征。
So let's continue on as we look at the second trait of being somebody who fears God and honors God. 喺第五節, in verse 5, 施恩于人,借贷于人,的这人事情顺利,他被审判的时候要诉明自己的冤. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affair with discretion. 敬畏神的人是正直,敬畏神的人是会看他好事的. And so, an upright person of integrity will, is one who fears the Lord. And another trait of fearing the Lord is that you're generous.
敬畏神的人是知道钱不重要的.
And so those who fear and honor the Lord know that money's not that important.
所以呢,他愿意从神所给他的钱,就去关心其他人.
And so they're willing to share the wealth that God has given them with other people.
你可以说,施恩于人,就是施舍,慷慨,奉献,大方.
And so to dealing graciously, it actually means that, you know, you're benevolent. You're willing to share. You're giving and tithing in charity.
还会用自己得来的钱去帮别人，关心别人。
And you're willing to use of your own money to help others.
神喜欢我们这样做。
God likes it when we do this. 那现代中文译本
就第五節這樣說,
The New Living Testament says it this way, Good comes to those who lend money generously and conduct their business fairly.
如果是新譯本,你的雙排版聖經,新譯本說,因待人借貸給別人, 按公正处理自己事务的，这人必享福乐.
The new NIV says, "Good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice."
哦，做一个慷慨嘅人，既有福气，神要祝福.
And so, if you're somebody who's benevolent and willing to share with others, God will bless you.
神是喜欢慷慨的人,
God loves those who are generous and benevolent to others.
当你施舍给别人,
and when you are giving to others, God will give to you.
你知道你怎样用你的钱, 还会反映出你的心态.
And you know that how you use your money represents where your heart is.
如果你愿意用自己的钱去帮助一些有需要的人, 这个反映出你的心态.
And when you're willing to use your money to help others in need, that shows where your heart is.
你是看人比钱重要,
that you are look at people as more important than money.
但如果你是不愿意用你的钱,你耿耿计较,孤寒,那你是反映到你是看钱重要的人.
But if you are stingy and not willing to use your finances to help others, then that actually is representing that you are look at money as more important than people.
我们基督徒呢,就是怎样看钱?
As Christians, how should we look at money?
我们基督徒看钱就是,这些钱不是我的钱,这些钱是神给我管理的。所以这些钱神给我管理的,其实不是我的,是神的,我只不过是一个管家。
As Christians, we look at money as that the money is not my money. The money is money that God has entrusted to me. And so it's God's money. It's not my money. God's just given it to me to be a steward of His money. So I work for God's money. That money is not my money. That money is God's money. I am God's steward. And so when I go to work and I get my wages and I get my paycheck, that money is not my money. It's God's money. He's entrusted it to me to be a steward of His money. So I want to get to Ying Gui Tai Chin, Zhai Chin, Zhai Sange, Sunday Sermon Dimming Sai. And so as Christians, we should look at our finances and say, God, it's not mine, it's yours. How do you want me to use it? And we should pray and ask God and say, Lord, let me be a good steward of your resources. Of course, we have our responsibilities. We have to pay our rent, we have to pay our mortgage. And we need to pay for education for our children. We need to have all the other utility bills and etc. But after you've met your responsibilities and your what you need to do, would you pray and seek God and say, Lord, how do you want me to use my finances to help somebody else? This is a responsibility God has given us, and it's a responsibility with a promise. And as you bless others, as God leads you, God will bless you in accordance. Have you ever thought of why God blesses some people more than others? And sometimes it's because God sees that that person is open channel of blessings to others. 即是话啲水入到去，即系就可以流翻出嚟。 And so the water can go in, but it can also flow out. And it's just a channel of flowing blessings for God. 如果你系有得入冇得出，系点啊？ And if the water just goes in and doesn't come out, what does it become? 一潭死水. It becomes stagnant, dead water. 所以如果神系不停嘅有得入，但系冇得出，系死水. And so if God keeps blessing but it doesn't get out, then it's just stagnant water. 或者你系有得入，冇得运动，就系点啊？肥胖啊. And so if you just keep eating and taking in and you don't exercise and you don't use it, then it just gets fat, right? 神用我哋做流通嘅管子，神嘅祝福入到嚟，我哋得到神嘅福气，我哋将神嘅福气分享俾别人。 And so God wants us to be an open channel that when He blesses us, we can just receive His blessings and pass them on to other people. 当你做一个流通嘅管子，神越祝福你越来越多，因为佢知道你唔会自己孤寒、斤斤计较、自己拥有，你会系祝福别人，咁啊神系祝福你多啲。 Because as you are that open channel, God knows that you're not being stingy, you're not counting every penny and worrying about it, and God gives you more so that you can give out more. And this is God's form of economics. And it's different than the world's view of economics. Look at verse 6. 义人被纪念, surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. 那个神怎样看我们祝福别人的? And so how does God look at those who are blessing others? 他不动摇，意思就是要建立他的。 And so he will not be shaken. He's going to be firmly established. 现代中文译本话, 义人永不失败, 他永远不被遗忘。There's one translation in Chinese that says that the righteous will not fail and that he will not be forgotten.
不失败，不遗忘，因为你看开，祝福大方。
And so you're not going to fail, you're not going to be forgotten because you're generous and you're blessing others.
其实这个同世界的想法相反。
This is opposite of how the world views things.
世界觉得你是祝福别人，你傻仔。
The world thinks if you bless others, you're crazy.
你是越看开别人，你自己会越来越少，你就会是因为经济不定地会动摇。
And the world thinks if you are generous with your money and bless others, that you're going to get less and less money, and you're going to, because economics is not stable, you're going to become unstable, you're going to be shaken.
但是在神的经济学，神说你越祝福人，神会越令到你固定的，不动摇。
But in God's economy, God says the more you bless others, the more God's going to make you stable and firmly establish you.
是很不同，是吗？
It's so different.
你看哥林多后书第九章第六节到第八节。
And look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 8.
这个话我听神的经济学。
And this tells us what God's economy is like.
哥林多后书第九章第六节到第八节
2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6 to 8
小众的小收多众的多收这话是真的
But this I say he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully
各人要随本身所着定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
So let each one give as he proposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver.
神能将各样的恩惠多多地加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足。能多行各样善事。
And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have the abundance for every good work.
这个是神的经济学。
This is God's economy.
少祝福别人的，就神少祝福你。
Those who bless others less, receive less of God's blessing.
多祝福别人的神就多祝福。
Those who bless others more, God blesses them in accordance more.
神自己将福气给那些愿意多祝福别人的。
And so God gives more blessing to those who are willing to bless others more.
神喜欢我们奉献，神喜欢我们施舍。
God likes it when we give.When we're charitable.
但是不可以勉强，
but you can't do it grudgingly.
不可以强迫的，
you can't force somebody to do it.
神是希望你会出于甘心乐意的心。
And God wants you to do it willfully with a cheerful heart.
真正敬畏神的人呢，是要明白这个道理。
And so somebody who fears and honors the Lord needs to understand this principle.
少种的少收，多种的多收。
He who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly.
我们在天上是撒种，在天上是投资。
And so we're sowing our investments in heaven and reaping a heavenly harvest.
基督徒是用钱祝福别人，神就会祝福你。
And as Christians, as you use your money to bless other people, God will then bless you.
如果你太担心你的钱不够，储蓄不够，退休基金不够，读大学基金不够，咁可能神就照样少啲祝福咯。
And if you're so concerned about, you won't have enough to to live on. You won't have enough in your investment or in your retirement plan. You won't have enough for your college fund for your children. You won't have enough. Then maybe, you know, that you've got to, you know, bless accordingly, you know. You know, my family doesn't have much money, but we've experienced God's blessing. And we don't lack anything. We live in a five-story building, one floor in a five-story building. I have to walk upstairs, but we're blessed. 我们感受到神的祝福，四个小朋友都是有书读。 Our four of our children have been able to go through school. 神是保守， and God blesses. 神是透过奇妙的方法， and God uses amazing ways. 神的经济学就是当你投资是天上， 神是太主。 And God sees it in His economy as you invest in heaven. He sees it.
我们要从神得到回报，
and we need to receive our benefits back from God.
在神的经济学里面，我们看到神的祝福。你知道神的经济学同人一样，
you know God's economy is different than man's.
你知不知神愿意为拯救一个灵魂，是愿意花费几多钱？
Do you know how much money God is willing to spend to save one soul?
圣经里面给我们一个例子，
there is one example in the Bible.
如果你记得鬼入猪群，耶稣去格拉森，有个被鬼附身。
Jesus went to Gazarene and there's a man possessed demon with a demon.
跟住他释放那个人，那个鬼入到3000只猪。
And then as Jesus set that person free, 2000只猪, the demons went into 2,000 pigs.
那2000只猪立刻跌落山崖死。
And the 2,000 pigs went down the cliff and died.
耶稣为了拯救一个人，都愿意牺牲2000只猪。
And for Jesus to save one soul, he was willing to sacrifice 2,000 pigs.
请问一只猪值几多钱？
How much is one pig worth?
按现在市价就好贵，不是乳猪，大猪。Not
just a young pig, a big pig. In today's economy, it's worth a lot of money.
耶稣为了拯救一个人，愿意花费2000只猪的价钱。我想不止的，耶稣是愿意花无价之宝，为了拯救一个人。
I think God's willing to pay more than what it costs for 2,000 pigs to save one soul. God is willing to give a priceless, unlimited, uncomparable price to pay a soul.
耶稣自己为你死十字架。
Jesus died on the cross for your sins.
神的经济学和人的经济学不一样。
God's economy is different from our economy.
我们看最后第三样东西关于慷慨的人。
So let's look at the last point about those who are generous in verse 7 to verse 9.
他必不怕凶恶的讯息，他心坚定倚靠耶和华。
He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord.
他心确定，总不惧怕，直到他看见敌人遭报。
His heart is established, he will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies.
他施舍钱财就在穷人，他的仁义存到永远，他的国必被高举，大有荣耀。
He has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor.
神怎样看祝福别人的慷慨人？
How does God look at those who are willing to bless others generously?
神是会保护他们的。
God will protect them.
神照顾他们一切的需要。
God will provide all of their needs.
耶稣说,施比受更为有福。
Jesus said it is more blessed to give than to receive.
真正有福气的人就是神将多倍赐给你。
And those who are truly blessed by God, God blesses abundantly.
咁我哋系祝福嗰啲有需要嘅人。
And so we bless those who have need.
我哋要小心，边啲人系有需要？
We need to be careful who are those in need.
特别喺澳门一个咁嘅环境，有时好难分真正有需要同埋假需要。
Especially in Macau, sometimes it's hard to discern who's really in need and who doesn't.
啱啱輸咗幾十萬就話你聽，哎呀，我冇曬錢啦，大耳窿碎啦，真係幫我，我叫我翻身。
You know, somebody that's just gambled away $50,000 or $500,000 and they come, oh, I help me, I have no food, I have no place to live, the loan sharks are chasing me.
你要小心，因為你幫佢唔係幫佢，係害佢。
You need to be careful because helping him is not helping him, it's actually hurting him.
下次他找你,不是50万,是100万.
And next time he comes and asks for money, it's not for 500,000, it's for a million.
我们要小心,有些人真正是有需要,帮那些真正有需要的人.
We need to be careful, help those who truly have a need, not those who have a false need.
有些人是做错事,受到法律制裁。
And some people maybe do a crime and they receive punishment from the government that's needed.
有些人就是浪费钱,投资做错了,是整豪华屋,但是跟着说借钱给我开饭,这个也是错。
Maybe somebody uses their money foolishly and they decorate their house in lavishness and luxury and then they ask people to give them money so they can eat.
我想我们帮人是要了解清楚的情况，应该是有慷慨的心，但应该是看真些。耶稣说，信与教，灵效彰显。
And so maybe we need to really be careful of how we give, but we should be willing to give. Jesus said, be gentle as wise as serpents, but gentle as doves.
那如果你觉得 你有感動想關心一個教會弟兄姊妹，他說你聽，我好有需要，你幫我。如果教會裏面，不如你找我同司母先，看看我們知不知道情況，看看教會有沒有辦法關心他，看看那個情況是不是好像他所說一樣。
If somebody comes to you here in the church and they said, oh, help me, I've got a need, please help me. Please, maybe you should come to us first and find out if we know about this situation. Maybe the church can in some way help them. Or maybe there's something about the situation that you don't know, that we know, that you need to know.
要小心。或者我们不知道他有个需要，那我们知道我们可以帮他更加好。
Or maybe we don't know about this person's needs, and once you let us know, we can help them even better. 但如果他说你听，千万不要被牧师知道的。 But if they say to you, don't let the pastor know.
应该着个红灯，这个人古话，为什么牧师不可以知道的？
And if they say, don't let the pastor know, then maybe a light should flash and you should say, why can't the pastor know about this? Maybe there's something not so right about this.
我们要做正直的人，不是古话的。
We need to be people of integrity, not of dishonesty.
但是这个经文说神会保护，当我们愿意祝福人，神会保护你。
But when you're willing to bless others, God will protect you. God will watch over you.
我们看马拉基是星期四晚查经班，刚刚看第一章，来这个星期四开始看第二章。
We're studying in the book of Malachi on Thursday night, and we just finished chapter 1. This Thursday we'll start chapter 2.
但在第三章里面有个经文我想分享。
But in chapter 3, there's this verse in Malachi that I want to share.
Malachi 3:10.
And it's in chapter 3, verse 10 of Malachi.
万军之耶和华说，你们要将当立的十分之一全然送入仓库，
使我家有糧，好似試試我是否為你們敞開天上窗戶，傾覆於你，甚至無處可用。 Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there have not been room enough to receive it.
嗱，呢個係我所知係聖經裏邊唯一個地方神挑戰我哋試試佢。
As far as I know, this is the only place in the Bible where God challenges us to try Him.
佢話你試下，你大方慷慨祝福人，睇下我會點，我一定會祝福翻你嘅。
And God says, "Test me on this. Try me." And you know, be generous.Be blessing to somebody. Give a tithe and offering, and I will give back to you in return.
因为当我哋奉献或者帮人，其实我哋始终系帮紧耶稣，你知唔知？
Because when you are giving to others and blessing, you're actually giving to God.
耶稣喺末世嘅时候，佢将山羊同埋绵羊分开。
At the end times, Jesus is going to separate the lambs from the rams.
耶稣话绵羊呢边，山羊嗰边。Jesus said the rams on that side, the sheep on that side,
the goats and the sheep.
跟住对绵羊讲，你可以进入我嘅荣耀，你忠心嘅仆人。
And Jesus said to the sheep, you know, enter into my kingdom, faithful servants.
我病嘅时候你探我，我坐监嘅时候你关心我，我赤身露体嘅时候你照顾我。
And Jesus said, "When I was sick, you visited me. When I'm in prison, you took care of me. And when I was naked and destitute, you watched over me."
嗰啲绵羊话：我哋几时做呢啲嘢？耶稣话：当你系一个最小嘅人身上做。是当是我身上做。
And Jesus said, as you do to the least of these, it says doing unto me.
所以当你是关心别人，大方照顾别人的需要，其实始终是祝福跟耶稣的。
And so as you're blessing others, you're actually blessing Jesus. You're being showing your love to Jesus.
所以耶稣说，你试试我，我会不会打开窗户，天上的窗户，倾覆于你。
And so Jesus said, hey, test me on this. I'm going to open the windows of heaven and I'm going to bless you.
一个好大的福气，一个好大的应许。
What a great promise and a great blessing.
我相信每一个的基督徒可以奉献。
I believe that every Christian has the ability to bless and to give.
唔需要多，只要少。
It doesn't need to be a lot.
如果你記得耶穌喺聖殿睇啲人奉獻，佢睇到啲好多人放好多錢落去。
If you remember, Jesus was in the temple and he watched people giving into the offering box, and many rich people put money in.
跟住有個窮寡婦抌兩個小錢
，and then a widow put in two widow's mites.
嗱，呢個一個小錢啊，叫咩名
？Here's a little piece of coin. What is this?
一毫子。請問你喺街度見到一毫子會唔會執
？If you see 10 avos on the street, are you going to pick it up?
邊個會執舉手
？Who will pick this up if you see it on the street?
Stanley, yeah, wise man. 你知唔知一毫子嘅一半係幾多？
What is half of a 10 avos?
豆零啊，
豆零 50, 5 cents.
咁啊，一仙呢，值唔值錢呢？香港一仙以前有，而家冇啊。
And in Hong Kong, they used to be 1 cent. They don't have it anymore. They still have 豆零。
如果你街度見到個豆零，你執唔執啊
？And if you see a 5 cent coin on the street, are you going to pick it up?
誰執豆領舉手 我執啊，因為好少見啊。I'm gonna pick it up because you don't see it very often. 其實我屋企有幾個？如果窮寡婦嗰兩個小錢係咪兩個豆領啊 ？Was the widow's mites? Was it 2 50-cent avos? 其實唔值錢嘅，但耶穌話佢奉獻最多。It wasn't worth much, but Jesus said she put more in than anybody else. 因為佢將佢所有嘅奉獻 ，because she gave all that she had. 佢你可以話哦，佢奉獻咁少就冇唔值得，但耶穌欣賞，所以唔在乎多少，係在乎嘅心。And maybe you say, you know, she didn't give very much, so what's the point? But Jesus honored her and blessed her for it. So it's not how much you give, it's where your heart is. 如果你的心是想祝福神，祝福别人，神就祝福你。And if you have the heart to bless others and to bless God, God will bless you. 任何人都可以。你说我得1000元一个月，我不得哦。You say, I only make 2000patakas a month, I can't do anything. 但你出去吃饭会不会吃5元鸡的饭盒？澳门有没有5元鸡的饭盒？没有。那你都可以起码可以帮人5元咯，是吧？ You can't even eat for $5 a rice box anymore, but you could at least, you know, share $5 with somebody in need. 最后一节第十節，我哋講完最後一節。Let's look at the last verse, verse 10. 惡人看見便惱恨，必咬牙而消化。惡人嘅心願要歸滅亡。The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. 呢個經文咩意思？恶人看到一个看慨的人，一个正直的人，因为敬畏神，有神的祝福，他觉得不可能，岂有此理。 Now what it means is that the evil person sees the man of integrity that stands upright, who's willing to bless others and share benevolently with others, and the wicked man says, it's not right. 他觉得是不通的，我这样建立我的世界，你咁嘅人都有福气。And the wicked person says, I've worked all this to establish my kingdom, and you're the person getting blessed.
其实佢睇唔到神点解会祝福我哋正直嘅人，点解神会祝福我哋慷慨嘅人。
The wicked doesn't understand why God is going to bless the person of integrity and the person that's benevolent, generous.
他咬牙切齒，憎你入骨。
And the wicked person, you know, grinds his teeth and he's mad. He hates it.
但我哋知道惡人嘅結局係死亡，你嘅結局天上永恆與神一齊。
But you know the wicked, their end is destruction, and your end is forever to live with God in eternity.
弟兄姊妹，我鼓励你做一个正直的人，做一个慷慨的人，因为敬畏神、爱神、喜爱神的话语，让神的话语改变你。
And so I encourage you to be a person that stands upright of integrity, a person who's generous, because you fear God and you honor God and you put God first.
我哋一齐低头祈祷，主耶稣，我哋感谢你，俾我哋可以一齐喺度去听你嘅话语，求主特别去祝福我哋所听嘅。与主耶稣，你喺我哋当中去俾我哋能够消化，去成为一个正直嘅。爱你的，敬畏你，跟从你的，跟从到底。我们多谢主，奉耶稣名求， Amen。